Hey, we're checking in the new year with the president of the Quincy Chamber of Commerce, Tim Cahill, for a little update on how things are going. Happy New Year, Tim.
Thank you, Joe. Happy New Year to you, too. How are things going there at QATV?
We're keeping on here. We're not open to the public yet, but we're still doing all these remote interviews and letting folks know what's going on in their own hometown. So we're happy to be able to do that.
Well, it's good. It's good for to keep people up to date on the news that's happening, especially with the pandemic, people who might not have internet services or may not use a computer. And hopefully you guys will be a go-to place for vaccination, because that's something that we hope will be organized soon, and we'll be getting our supplies here in Quincy, and we can get these out to folks as soon as possible, because there's nothing more important in terms of getting us back to normal life than getting that vaccination and getting a good number of people vaccinated, especially older people who are most in danger.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll absolutely be a source for information on that once it becomes available. So folks should stay tuned to us here. We will let them know just as soon as we do. No question about that. How's things going at the chamber?
Good, quiet. I mean, I have to say it's been a, I mean, we're just trying to get through each day, as are the businesses that are just struggling. Now, this is usually a slow time. You don't see a lot of activity in January, especially when it gets cold and snowy. No outdoor eating, that's for sure. But it comes on the heel of a pretty dismal holiday season for a lot of folks. So it's tough. I mean, people are quietly just muddling through. I have no news on any businesses closing. It's still two more months to go. I mean, winter really around here doesn't even start to end until April. So, but what we're going to try to do, we're working with the city on some initiatives to bring some life back to downtown, get ahead of outdoor dining, which we know will come back in the spring, and be ready for it early. And I notice there's been some sidewalk work, there's street work in downtown Quincy, the General's Bridge is almost done. So there's a lot of work being done, and we'll be ready when it's time to reopen on a large scale, and try to get some more activity, street level activity going. So that's what we're planning right now, is so that when we tried to do it, when we did it at the beginning and we just threw it together, it was sort of on the fly. And now we've got a little bit of a little history to go with it. And I think we can expand it, especially on Hancock Street and maybe some of the business districts, Norfolk Downs and Wollaston, because outdoor dining was a big success during the summer months and into the fall. And it's a great way for business to sort of expand their footprint, take advantage of property they're not paying rent on, which is city-owned property, and try to win back some of that business that they lost. So it's something we'll push really hard. And I think people will, even before vaccinations hit a certain level, I think people will be more comfortable eating outside. I mean, to be honest with you, the governor could lift all restrictions tomorrow and you'd be lucky to get people to go inside. They just, at this point, I don't think you need to tell people what to do anymore. In fact, I don't know if you ever did, but I think people on their own are just being very careful, because they haven't gotten it yet, if they haven't, and they know the vaccine's coming. So they kind of want to just hold out and get the vaccine, because they've gone this far without getting the disease, you know? So that's what I'm hearing. A lot of people, I mean, like I said, if you said you could have 100% capacity at a restaurant, you wouldn't get it. You wouldn't get it, because people just know. They just know that this is not a good time. And even people that were casual, I think, last year are being more vigilant this year, as they should be. And again, you don't need government to tell you that. We know what's going on, and we know how close we are to getting through it. So we really, really want to get that vaccine. I know the city has been working hard to put together a plan, and I'm confident that the city will have a plan once they release the vaccine in large numbers. And that we're just sort of waiting. But I know that once it comes down, the city won't be waiting long, as long as the state has been waiting to kind of get the plan in place.
Right. The city's fortunate to have Mana Community Health Center right here in Quincy. So that really will help launch things quickly.
Yeah, and I'd like to see the city, I know the government, the state government is sort of looking at this as a large scale project and doing it on a large scale. I personally think that that's, you're missing opportunities. I'd rather see it roll out in many more small places that are easy for people to get to that, because again, if you're attracting huge crowds, you're defeating the purpose of social distancing, and that's what we're not supposed to be doing. So having Gillette Stadium, Fenway Park, looks good, nice optics, but to me, you still gotta get there. You might have to walk, you know, half a mile. You've been to football games before, you know, there's no parking at Fenway, and there's a lot of parking, but if you're elderly, which is where this pandemic, these vaccines are going, you might have to walk a quarter of a mile to get there, to get to, you know, to get right to the stadium. So yeah. I'd love to see it at, I think Quincy is planning high schools. Yes. As launch sites. I'd love to see it in pharmacies, medical facilities. Yep. Boston Scientific has put an offer in to be a site, perfect site for this. And that's what I would like to see in the city, because if you do it in many small locations that can handle it, I think you'll see it happen real quick.
Yeah, or you know, use those large venues as like drive-through clinics, I think would be beneficial.
Absolutely.
People moving, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah, because the last thing you want to be doing is standing in a long line right now, too.
That's right.
So, it will, as all things, it takes time to get it right and to figure it out, and the media is focused on it, laser focused on it, so you end up magnifying a lot of the missteps or the frustrations that are out there. And people are feeling frustrated. So, you know, I hope we get it going. I'm hoping and praying we get it going quickly. Yeah. Not even for the business community, but for the community at large. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of senior citizens who want to get the vaccination. They want to go back to their lives. They want to see their grandchildren and their children, and they're ready. And they'll take whatever risk is involved. And there are some risks involved. I mean, there are with every vaccine, any kind of a shot, any kind of a new technique. But they think they see this as a risk reward that they're willing to take. And I'm willing to take it. And we wanted to see it happen.
Yeah. It's funny you mentioned the businesses. I talked to the city clerk this week, and she, you know, she's not seeing a whole lot of licenses being turned in from folks closing their doors. Matter of fact, Tony's just got approved for like 180 outdoor seats. Malachi's downtown is going to have some outdoor seating. So some of them are, you know, preparing and hoping things are going to get better.
Yeah. And like you said, they are preparing for they saw a great advantage with the outdoor seating. And Tony's have a huge outdoor seating area in the back, which I never knew about. But it
yeah, same
there.
Here. Yeah.
And they have it in the front. Malachi's built a space. I mean, Nick's Pizza built a space. So, you know, absolutely, you know, and I think, again, we'll look at switching driving habits to mm-hmm. open up some streetscapes and stuff. So I agree with you. And I haven't seen many. I've seen some openings. We've had a couple of new restaurants open up. And it's the smaller retailers, though, that I'm nervous about.
Okay.
The small mom and pops, the dry cleaners have gotten hit hard. You know, the walk-in shops, there's no foot traffic. For us here in Quincy, and I know this is true in every good sized city in the country, it's getting people back to work.
Yep.
You know, into the offices. And what is that going to mean? Is it going to be 50%? Is it going to be 2 days a week? We know it's not going to be what it was, because it doesn't have to be.
Right.
And a lot of people, you know, would love to be the option 2 days in, 3 days in, 2 days off, Tuesday through Thursday, which is great. And that flexibility is great. We can all use it. And I think people should have that option. But we need large numbers of people to make it all work.
Yeah, and plus, you know, kids back in school too. That is a market, right? The high school, the college. I mean, those kids spend money downtown.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. The schools have to get back. They have to get back, and that will allow the parents to get back. So it's, you know, it will happen. And I'm overly optimistic, but I think, you know, 6 to 9 months from now, this is going to be a memory, a bad memory for a lot of people, and not even much of a memory for a lot of people who weren't directly impacted. Right. It's just going to be not only business as usual, but I think people will appreciate some of the things they missed out on. The outdoor, you know, going out to a restaurant, meeting with people. I miss it. And I'm not a big, you know, it's not like it's something I built my life around. We don't go out much. You know, we don't interact. We have our meals at home a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, restaurants wouldn't survive with people like Tim and Tina Cahill.
Right.
Because we're not out there enough, but I miss it. And more than that, you miss just shaking someone's hand and giving it, going in for a hug or mixing. And we in the chamber miss that too. We've not had a public event since February of 2020.
Wow. You are continuing your virtual events though, right?
We are. We have one coming up actually a week from tomorrow with Milton Hospital, Beth Israel Milton Hospital. Rich Fernandez is coming in, the CEO, along with his chief medical officer, to talk about the vaccine and healthcare and how they're seeing it from their perspective. They just opened up a new site in Quincy too. Yep. We're going to talk about that. And we'll keep doing our virtual events, having businesses in and talking about how they've managed and having, last week we had the SBA to talk about payroll protection and the new loan program. So we're going to continue to do that, but I can't wait to do an in-person breakfast.
Or a golf.
We have scheduled our golf tournament. We will have it at whatever level we're allowed to in June this year. Okay. So we've moved it from the fall to the spring. And I'd love to have an annual meeting, a real in-person annual meeting. And we'll have either one, a digital or annual, but I our job is to get people together and to network, and there's only so much you can do on Zoom and like this. And it's different. And I think doing both is great because there's a lot of people that can't physically come to our breakfast in the morning, but want to hear our speakers. So the technology is there now for us to grow our business and our model to make it bigger and better than ever. And I'm excited about that.
Yeah,
I mean, I even know how to do Zoom now, Joe. Remember the first one?
Yes, I do.
I was holding my phone up like this back in, I don't think it was almost a year ago. And now I'm on my computer. I'm not perfect, but I kind of got it now, you know?
It just goes to show we can all learn new things no matter where we are.
You do what you have to do. I mean, I'm coming kicking and screaming into the 20th century, let alone the 21st century, but I'm here. If I can do it, anyone can do it. Cause it's just not my style. It's not what I'm good at. I'm still a paper person at heart, but you do what you have to do. And we're going to see that, you know, the technology that restaurants and businesses have adapted to, the apps, the deliveries, going to supplement what they do and allow people to have both the experience, good food experience to take home or eat out or a combination, outdoor dining. We're going to really kick it with the outdoor dining. I think that's going to be not only a huge boost to the businesses, but a nice impact, a nice effect in Quincy, especially with all the building that's going on. And, you know, we got a new park coming in with this Generals Road that's coming through. And, you know, you've got the new public square out behind us near the new parking garage and all the work they're doing on the Ross Way. It's really, for people who haven't been in Quincy Center in a year, they're going to be blown away by some of the changes, positive changes that they're seeing. And now it's moving to Wollaston. We're looking at a redevelopment of Wollaston Center on the lines of what's been happening in Quincy. So, Quincy's ready. And I think we're going to attract a lot of new businesses that will respond to what's happened and the way government has sort of been our partner in this whole thing.
Yeah, well, we just saw, Fox Rock just came out with a huge redevelopment plan for the old Masonic Temple, the Citizens Bank building next door. So they apparently are bullish or they wouldn't have done that.
Right. And they've just put the fencing up around the hospital. So that project is about to start, which is, you hate to see fencing going up on a building, but I think it's for a good cause. Mm-hmm. And we're excited about that, cautiously optimistic about the disruption that's going to take place up in the neighborhood where I live, and a lot of people live. But I see it as far more positives than negatives. And we're going to need the revenue to justify all the public improvements that the city is putting in place. But we're seeing that. We are seeing that. And it is exciting. I'm excited about the sort of the north side of Quincy Center now picking up the pace to go with the south side. LBC has another building or two buildings that they're looking to line up around the corner that will finish that corner. And we've got a new Vietnamese restaurant opening up at the south end of Quincy Center near Good Health.
Oh, okay.
That's been working, you know, been working on for a while. So a new apartment building just opened up on Mechanic Street.
Right.
22 Mechanic just opened up. So there's been small and large projects. And, you know, like you said, Quincy is being still targeted by these big and small developers from all over the country. And that's a good sign. That's a good sign. I think it will benefit from some of the challenges that Boston faces and will continue to face because people want the city lifestyle, but maybe not the crowds that they used to or the traffic or have to go on public transportation, because those things will take a while to get people comfortable again.
Yes, no question. How's the membership at the Chamber going, Tim?
It's solid. I mean, we're adding a couple of new members a month, which is below what we were before, but we're holding on to most of our members and they're paying their dues, which we're very thankful for, because you know how tough it is for a lot of businesses. Some are holding out, asking us for forbearance if we can hold on, and we're happy to do that. We want to keep them and we want to see them through this. So all in all, the Chamber's done relatively well. Better than I thought we would do financially, and that allows us to keep doing what you know we've been doing and stay right. Vocal. We've got a new program that we're now adding another month to, the South Shore Bank Community Fund. We'll be going into its fifth month of helping people with rent and mortgage payments, similar to the City Hospitality Fund that we did last year. South Shore Bank is putting their money up and asking us to help them with it, which we're doing by getting the checks out. I just mailed out, I don't know, maybe close to 100 checks yesterday.
Wow.
People who are being impacted by the pandemic to try to keep them from falling behind. And it's a great program that we're excited about helping with, and South Shore Bank is stepping up. So both government and the public sector and the private sector are stepping up to help those less fortunate to get through this. And fortunately for us, they're asking us to play a role, and we are.
That's great. I know that the Career Center will be offering, you know, retraining for a lot of folks, and particularly a lot of older folks who may have to kind of pivot and change careers.
Yeah, for some people, they're going to have to keep working longer than they thought.
Right.
You know, but, you know, we'll be there. We'll be there to sort of help them. And to help our community, and that's exciting. And we'll take what we can that was good out of this pandemic, the switch to digital and the support that we have, and then build on it. You know, if you can build virtual communities and then add to those virtual communities with real communities, you know, real people, real interaction, you know, I think it's a win-win. And like I said, we always just say this in the business world. When I was in business, when you lose a day, a business, you never get it back. If a snowstorm hits and you get bad weather or you're in a slump, it's not business you get back. It's not like you can just turn the switch and recover that money. It's gone. It's gone, you know? But you can build on it. And there's a lot of folks out there that, you know, these folks who are entrepreneurs, they don't give up easy. They don't give up easy.
And well, some of the businesses, inherent risk takers to begin with.
Yeah. And some of the businesses have closed. It's been people who have been in the business 40, 50 years. Right. And they just said, you know, I've had enough. This is because, as I tell my younger folks at the Chamber, this is nothing new. Every 10 years, we have a disruption, financial or otherwise kind of disruption that really makes us rethink and sort of reshuffles the deck. And I've been around in 08 and 2000, I mean, back in handshakes in 1986, when we had the first real estate crisis and pretty much Quincy Square just hollowed out, everyone left in a year. You get used to it. And and you learn from it, you know, if you can survive. And so the vast majority of these businesses will survive. And then some folks will come in and pick up some maybe distressed properties or open space. I mean, that's really the key, is to get our retail space on the ground floor filled, because it's pretty empty. And there's no spinning that. It's empty. There's not a lot of people, and there's not a lot, you know, and it's hard to pull in these businesses because you can't show them, sort of a streetscape.
Right.
One of the things, and I'm not sure if I talked to you about this, Joe, at any of our previous talks, but one of the things that we've been working on for a while now, a couple of years, but I think it will come to fruition in the spring. And we're working with the city and the historic sites on this is the President's Trail.
Yes, you did mention it previously. So,
and I thought we would be kicking it off in the spring of 2020 and originally 2019. That was on us, but 2020 was on the pandemic.
Right.
But we're working with the city. The signs are being fabricated as we speak.
Okay.
We've got an app for the historical sites all ready to go. We've got a map that's ready to go, a brochure. And what we're looking to do is now, you know, spruce up the walking trail itself to make sure it's handicap accessible, directional. And I think it's going to be really fun, and it fits even for the pandemic. Even if we're in the middle of this still, it's an outdoor 6-mile loop of a trail that you can see all the historic sites and get a little bit of more knowledge about what's the significance of each site. There's okay. 10 or 12 of these sites, and it runs right through Quincy Center, down to South Quincy, up to the Almquist, where the Abigail Adams Carn is, all the way up to the Quincy, the Dorothy Quincy House and the Adams mm-hmm. Historic Site. And it runs through the Common, the Hancock Adams Common, right between the two. So when it's, that to me is going to be a big step because it incorporates the business district as well as the historic district. And if we can bring some people in and if people start traveling again, and they will, and tourists come in, we're going to really have something to direct them to in Quincy so they don't just take off and go to Plymouth.
Right.
And we do have our 400th celebration that we're getting closer and closer to. So it all ties together. The mayor's done a great job of enhancing the public space in Quincy, with, especially with the two, you know, with the public park and Kilroy Square and some of the other pocket parks that are coming in on South. So it's going to be a more attractive look, and it'll be a way for people to visit and learn about the historic sites, even if they don't want to go inside,
mm-hmm.
even if they don't want to go on a tour. You know, because the signs will explain and okay. tell what happened. And it really is kind of cool because you get sort of, you can get in the mind of John Adams when he used to walk from church at the President's back to his farmhouse, because that's the route. It's the same route that he and Hancock and Quincy's all kind of traveled as they were doing, creating this country. So really excited about it. I can guarantee it's gonna come to fruition in 2021. I'm just not sure when. Hopefully in the spring.
Okay.
We're working closely with the mayor's office, the Park Service, all of, you know, the historical society and everyone. It's gonna be fun, and it's gonna be really cool for people, even people from Quincy, who maybe kind of don't appreciate or don't even know what we have here, yep. and all the newcomers. You can walk by a site that's been here for 200 plus years, and right next to a brand new high-rise condominium.
Right.
Next
yeah.
door to it. So
well, things always look completely different walking than they do from a car. There's no question. Even
absolutely. Absolutely. Life. And it's what people should be doing more. Get out and walk around, because you do. You see things you don't notice. You see old buildings. And we're going to not only use this to highlight the historic, you know, the sort of the history of Quincy through the Adamses and Hancocks, but also there's a lot of historic buildings on the trail. I'm in one of them right now, the mm-hmm. Granite Trust right. building. The Adams building is right next door, you know, down where Alba's is, the Quincy Trust building,
mm-hmm.
goes back to the early part of the 20th century. So there's a lot of interesting, the Remix building that is still right. standing across the street. There's a lot of cool old buildings that kind of mix in with the new. And I think that adds a little bit of a nice touch to what we're doing. So we're really excited. It's a small thing, but I think it can become a big thing. And I think we could attract people from all over the country, maybe all over the world, who want to know more about the founding of this country and how, what the role Quincy played in it, the city yeah. of Quincy, the town of Quincy, the families that made it all up. So it's exciting. Trust me, I'm anxious to get this off the ground, and we will. We'll get it off the ground, you know, and we'll do it soon. It's something to look forward to in the spring, hopefully of 2021. That, and it will be, you know, if and this trail could be walking by outdoor dining, in new businesses and outdoor seating and stuff and public events that we'll do over the next year. So it's a way to sort of bring Quincy back to life, because we've been in hibernation for a year now.
Right.
And that's exactly what it feels like. The activity level's down, the street traffic is down, and we want to get it back up.
Are you still doing the business incubation program, Tim?
We are. It's become more of a co-working space. We do have a couple of startups that are part of it, but mostly right now what we're finding is people who are working from home are looking for someplace else to work from home.
Get out of the house, right? Yeah.
Yeah, sort of a get out of the house spot. So we're now renting not only by the month, but by the half month.
Oh, okay. If
people want to rent 2 or 3 days a week for half the cost, they can do that and get all the benefits. You know, they have a conference room where I'm talking right now. You have space upstairs. We've doubled our Wi-Fi speed. So speed and security are a big part of what we do up there. It's nice and clean and open too. And what we won't do is we won't fill it. Even if the demand is there, we won't fill more than half the space at one time, so that people don't feel, you know, they're not crowded together. So there'll be plenty of space to sort of spread out, set up your computer, grab a coffee, do your work, get on your Zoom, come down here and do private meetings and stuff. So yeah, we're still doing it. And we encourage people to check our website or go to IQ1400.com, which is the standalone website of our space, to just sort of get a look at it. It's a beautiful space. It's 10th floor, 360 degree view of the city and the water, and not quite a great view today, but most days it's pretty cool. Sunny, bright. I recommend it to anyone close to free parking, street parking, or very inexpensive garage parking right now with the new garage. So it's really going to add to the downtown, along with what Ian Kane is doing right up the street on his Cubics lab. I think you're going to see Quincy become, again, more of a place where people feel like they can work and either start a business or just work for their current business, and get a break from home for those folks who either need a break or want a break.
All right. Anything else we should let folks know about right now, do you think?
I think we're good, Joe. We're just a little bit in a holding pattern, which I know I've been saying for a long time, but we're closer, very, very much closer to the end. It's going to be a tough few months, no question about it, mostly weather-induced. But if the vaccine, I really want to stress to people how important the vaccine is, trusting it, taking it, and then recovering from the pandemic, because it's the only way we're going to get out of this. There is sacrifice on people's part, you know, to go in and do it, but the people I've talked to are want to do it. They're not feel like they're being forced to do it. They're not, you know, they're not overly concerned by any side effects. I mean, there are side effects with any kind of, you know, inoculation, but they seem to be manageable for most people, and it beats getting COVID.
Right. And it's,
it also allows you to do so much more when you get it. So that's the key. And we're going to do whatever we can from the private side to work with the city, either help find locations, offer locations, or just promote the message and get people to their sites and get this done. Because that, more than anything else, that will bring a lot of sunshine to this community come the warmer weather.
Yes, all good things to look forward to, for sure. Great to talk to you, Tim. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, and thank you to QATV for keeping us all connected during this time.
You're welcome. Be well.
All right, bye.